Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The United States of America and 12 states have filed a brief in support of Liberty Counsel's case now at the U.S. Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
A few days from now, you'll be standing before the Supreme Court arguing this case.
Yeah, on January the 18th is the actual day. At 10 o'clock Eastern time, I'll be standing before nine justices of the United States Supreme Court. And I will be presenting the oral argument on the case of Shurtleff versus the City of Boston. Shurtleff, Hal Shurtleff, is the founder of Camp Constitution.
And this case will set national precedent.
It'll set national precedent. It has gained the attention of the United States of America and 12 states, among others, that have filed what's called amicus briefs, friends of the court brief, in support of our position.
I bet you're excited, huh?
Yeah, I'm excited. But, you know, there's a lot of work to do to get one of these cases to that position and then to get ready for the oral argument.
Lots and lots of reading. It is that we get, you know, we have this case and you get to do this. So
I'm looking forward to it. So pray for the case. It's going to be January 18th. In just a few couple of weeks, and we'll be there. We'll report on it as we get closer, and then also we'll report on it at the time and right after the argument.
And it's important to remember, this is more than just about a flag.
Yeah, this is a case where Camp Constitution, which has a camp for young people and a teaching for young people, wants to teach young people about the history of America, the founding principles, free enterprise, the founders, and other kinds of issues based on the Constitution and our First Amendment. And so during the week of September 17, 2017, they wanted to hold an event in what's called the public forums, and they called them this, the City of Boston did, on the City Hall property. Part of the public forums include a flagpole that was open to private individuals where you could temporarily raise your flag for your event.
Right, there's three flagpoles and one they've designated as public.
That's right. One was a public for the public, and they actually called it a public forum, and they said that it's open to, quote, all applicants. They encouraged all applicants to file an application.
Keyword is all there.
All, that ALL. It doesn't depend upon what the word all means. It means all.
You right.
know, it's like it's everybody,
everyone
right?
Everyone welcome. Right?
Everyone was welcome, except the word Christian.
Well, they had LGBTQ flag. They had communist flag of China. They've had Islam flag. They've had all kinds of flags up until 2017.
12 years with 284 applications and not a single denial. Everyone was approved. In fact, the commissioner who reviewed them didn't even look at the flag, just perfunctorily approved them, obviously wasn't concerned about the content of the flag. It was just basically a scheduling thing that you apply in order to schedule, because you can't have two people out there trying to raise the flag at the same time.
Right.
You can't have two people wanting to have a parade in the same route at the same time.
Right.
You have to schedule it. So that was what the application was about. And the application had content-neutral criteria. Camp Constitution fit all of those. They never contended otherwise. But as part of the event, they wanted to have some speeches talking about free enterprise, the Constitution, the Christian heritage and faith of the founders, and the people of Boston and Massachusetts. It all fit with everything that had been going on in terms of the subject matters, where they wanted to recognize the various communities of Boston. That's what the city wanted to do. So this is what they wanted to do, to recognize some of the Christian aspects and history of the citizenry and the founders of Boston and the Constitution. So they filled out an application, Hal Shurtleff did. And as part of that, he wanted to fly the Christian flag. It's a white flag with a blue square in the corner and a cross in the blue. And it doesn't have any words on it. That's all it has. And he identified it in the application as a, quote, Christian flag. Well, Commissioner Rooney reviewed the application, and he saw the word Christian.
That raised a red flag.
It raised a red flag. Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, a red flag. And then he ultimately ran it by legal, and legal said, oh, no, can't do that. That would be an establishment of religion.
They were triggered.
And they denied it. He applied a second time. They denied that. Actually, they didn't even respond.
Yeah.
We sent a demand letter. They didn't even respond to it.
And Hal Shurtleff came to Liberty Council and said, I think we have a problem here.
Yeah, Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah.
And so we filed suit in 2018. We lost at the district court, surprisingly to us. Went to the Court of Appeals, surprisingly lost again, 3-0. I was stunned by that because it's a straightforward case. Went back to the lower court, got all this discovery, found 284 applications, all approved. Everything worked in our favor. The year before, the 12 months before the denial, 39 applications, all 39 approved. That's an average of 3 a month. Mm-hmm. Then number 285, Camp Constitution, denied because of the singular word Christian. And that's why it's more than just about a flag, because Commissioner Rooney said it wasn't the flag that was the problem. He never even looked at the flag. He said, if you didn't use the word Christian in the application, it would have been no problem. If you call the flag something other than Christian, call it the Camp Constitution flag, that would have been a lie because
right.
although Camp Constitution wanted to raise it, it's not a Camp Constitution flag.
Right. I mean, you see that flag probably your church, maybe, you know, maybe flying there, various places, you see the Christian flag, and that's what they wanted to fly.
Yeah, just for about an hour.
Yeah.
And while their event is going down at the base of the flag. So it's not like you're going to be confused. Did the city hall just become Christian? They've got a Christian flag up there. Well, you would have to ask yourself, what's that group down there below?
Right.
Raise the flag. They have a group. They're talking about the Christian history of the founding.
They're dressed in costumes.
They're dressed
yeah.
in costumes.
Yeah, it's kind of obvious.
Because they're like, yeah, because they don't just go there with their suit and ties. They're dressed
right.
in costumes of the first century founders.
Right.
Not all of them, but
in
some
Boston,
of them.
The cradle of liberty,
in
right?
Boston, where this is the Boston
Foundation.
Tea Party place, you know? They've got it right. You just walk right down to the harbor, and that's where it all happened.
Yeah.
The cradle of liberty. This is John Adams, the first vice president, second president. This is Samuel Adams, his cousin. And he was one of the fireballs of the firebrands, if you will, of the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
This is Boston. This is Massachusetts. But then because they wanted to celebrate the Constitution and talk about the Christian history of the founders and heritage, they were censored. If you had done any other word, just left out the word Christian, it would have been okay. So this case, we lost again at the lower court. Went back to the Court of Appeals, thought it would be a no-brainer, lost again 3-0, asked the Supreme Court to review the case. On September 30, they agreed to do it. We filed our brief mid-November, got the brief from the city in December, and now file this week our brief, final brief, and then the next couple of weeks we'll be preparing for moot courts, and then finally the argument before the U.S. Supreme Court. But it has attracted the United States of America,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting. And they took our side that what was happening here is unconstitutional censorship.
Even the ACLU filed an amicus brief, which is amazing.
Yeah, even the ACLU of Massachusetts.
Right, and 12 states. And they all see, though, bottom line is that this is a religious viewpoint censorship. You cannot allow other flags and censor the Christian flag.
Yeah, and the problem, what the city of Boston, they've taken this position. Well, no, it's actually government speech.
Mm.
Well, let's hold on a minute. How can it be government speech then for 12 years you approved 284 flags and you didn't care what they actually said?
Right.
And how can it be government speech when some of those flags were flags of foreign nations that private individuals or groups raised? Why? Because they raised the Turkish flag, the Cuba flag, China flag. They raised all these other flags as well because they wanted to recognize or celebrate their Turkish people, Cuban people, the Chinese people that are part of Boston and Massachusetts.
So are they promoting communism, Islam?
Yeah, and the state law in Massachusetts says that you cannot fly a flag of a foreign nation on a city hall property. And it would be criminal if they did it. So in other words, if this is government speech, you've got all these foreign flags that are flying there, there ought to be some Bostonians there in the city of Boston City Hall behind bars.
So they've just ignored that.
Well, it's not government speech. Mm. Now they're trying to say, well, it's government speech, and therefore we can censor the Christian speech. And then they say, oh, well, because it's got an application, we can censor anything and we can censor Christian speech. Everything that has a public forum, whether it's streets, sidewalks, or parks, use of a facility after school, you have to apply to use it so that you can schedule the location and time. That doesn't make it into an open field to censor religious viewpoints. So this case will set national precedent. Continue to pray for the case. You can go to lc.org/flag for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.